Rabbeisai, we're going to learn now a little bit about Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Perek Ches talks about the birth of the Malchus of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. And it's always a very geshmak perek to learn, because after all the kings that didn't go in the right way, finally come to Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. And I'm going to try to give you a little bit of an understanding what his success was. What Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda's success was. And the mile is, it's a trick for everybody. To know whatever his trick was, could work for everybody. Because you have to realize, Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda was working against the whole trend. This was already doyrus of bad kings and Bali Aveira, and he changed it. So it's important to try to understand how he was Matzliach. So we're going to learn a little bit what it says here. The Pasuk says, Molach Chizkiyo ben Achaz Melech Yehuda ben Eslim v'chomei shana hoya b'molcha. He was only 25 years old when he became king. Vayas hayosho b'enei Hashem. And he did the right thing. Vayas hayosho b'enei Hashem. Kichol asher osa Davidov. Right away, you see there's a comparison between him and David HaMelech, because he wasn't a son of David. He was generations away from David HaMelech. But the Navi says, Kichol asher osa David Ovid. David his father. So you have to understand that's because David was like the king, the father of the kings. Just like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, they're called fathers, because they're the fathers of the nation of Klal Yisrael. So David HaMelech, he's the father of Malchus Beis David. Right? In the davening we say, V'chisei David Avdecho Meir L'Sei Chotoch. Tzemach David Avdecho Meir L'Sei Tzmeach. Right? Because the whole kingdom from Malchus Yehuda is all Mesiaches, it's all connected and attributed to David HaMelech. So right away we see Chizkiyo HaMelech, his greatness is described by him being a son of David. That means he went in the way of David. We'll have to see what that is. What Nakuda was that? And then it goes on to say all the things he succeeded to do. Hey, Siraswa Bomais, Vesamat Savers. But listen to this. The Chitesh Nechash Anachosh is also so much. Kiada Yom in Mahemo Ibnay So Makatrimoy Vaikuloy Nechash. The Navi tells us that Klal Yisrael had here a very symbolic Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah was from the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu made the famous copper snake, Nechash HaNechosh. I'm sure you all remember. After Klal Yisrael spoke Lashon Hara, so, and Hashem sent out these snakes that was killing people out. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a copper snake, and Hashem told him to do that. He put it onto a pole. And the Pasuk says over there, anybody got bitten by the snake would look up to the snake of Moshe Rabbeinu and they would live. So that snake ultimately became an Avodah Zarah. Yeah? The state says, Ki ad hayomim ohema, till the days of Chizkiyo HaMelech, the Jewish people were Makata, they were serving it. They even gave it a name. So what's the problem? The obvious problem is, so why did the other tzaddikim let this snake stay? The Pasuk says, Ad ayomim ohem, hoyu b'nei Yisrael mekatrim loy. Why did the other tzaddikim keep the snake? They should have gotten rid of the snake. What? Why they get rid? Why they let it stay? I'll read you the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Efshe bo aso v'loy biaroi yoishovot v'loy biaroi." We already had two tzaddikim, kings, Asa and Yoishovot. They were also tzaddikim. And they got rid of all the avodah zarah. Why did they get rid of this avodah zarah? The nechash and nechosh. Haloi kol avodah zarah sheboilom aso v'yoshovot bi'ahum. Aso and yoshovot got rid of all the avodah zarah. Why did they get rid of this avodah zarah? The Gemara doesn't answer. Mokom inichu loy lizgadim. The Gemara in Chul and Dav Zayin just says, well, they left a place for Chizkiyo to make his mark. Now Chizkiyo HaMelech has a place to make his mark in history that he got rid of the Nechash. What's going on here? To tell me that they didn't realize it was there, that's impossible. Impossible. Nechash Nechosh is a Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody knew about it. Everybody knew about it. So how could it be? That's the kasha. So I'll tell you a pshat, which really is going to answer many, many of the kashas. And it's an important lesson to understand how does one develop a geshmakite in Torah and mitzvah. The truth is, the fact that other people didn't get rid of the nechash and nechoshes, Aso, Yeshava, it means there was something good about the Nechash and Nechoshes. Also, if it would have been just bad, they would have gotten rid of it. What's Pshat? Famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes. In the third Perek in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Rubez. The Mishnah says that everybody looked up at the snake, they lived. So the Mishnah asks, the Chinochash name is Chinochash Machayah. What do you think? The snake makes people live? Does it make sense? So the Mishnah says no. Bizman she Yisrael mistaklim klapi mala. When the Jews looked up at the snake, they were doing tshuva. It wasn't magic. They look at the snake, they got cured. When they look at the snake, they did tshuva. And Mimele, that's how they got saved. That's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. What chet was there then? What was the chet? Lashon Hara. That was the whole chet, was Lashon Hara. So what did the snake help them with? Lashon Hara, obviously. When they looked at the snake, they did tshuva for the chet of Lashon Hara. So I'm sure some of you remember the Gemara in Erech. If you don't know Erech now, you probably learned it. Yizichel learned it with the Malach. The Gemara says, in Erech and after Zvav, the Gemara says what? Shkula loshen hora keneged gil arayish v'chizdom v'avodazon. The Gemara says that in certain way, loshen hora is worse than avodazon. You hear Gemara? Loshen hora is worse than avodazon. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean pure avodazon, but avodazon avodazon. So I want to tell you a simple pshat. As long as the snake was still helping people from Lashon Hara, they didn't want to get rid of it. Some people are shtickle worshipping it. So what? It's protecting us from Lashon Hara. The Gemara says in Erechin that Lashon Hara is even worse. So that's why they kept the snake going. That's why they didn't get rid of the snake. Because it had a purpose. For most people, it was a benefit. For most people, the snake was a benefit. It was protecting them from Lashon Hara. Okay. So why did Chizkiyo get rid of it? So it doesn't help us yet. So why did Chizkiyo get rid of it? Here's the clincher. This is the clincher. The Pasuk says, Ki ner mitzvah v'toyra oer. What does that mean? A mitzvah is compared to a candle. And the Torah is compared to a fire. What's the difference between a candle and a fire? So, simple difference. When a person does a mitzvah, right? The mitzvah telling you to do a specific thing. Right? Specific thing. So I'll give you a mashal. Let's say there's a tremendous treasure worth millions and millions of dollars 5 miles away. You don't see it. You don't see it. But somebody very smart tells you, listen, there's a yellow line over here. Just follow the yellow line. It's kedai for you. Just follow the yellow line. Turns out the end of the yellow line is a treasure. A $10 million treasure at the end of the yellow line. But right now, all there is a yellow line. You get yourself a candle. You follow the yellow line. Candle's enough to follow the yellow line. Now, how much of a geschmack could you have following the yellow line? How geschmack could it be? Not very geschmack. You don't see the treasure. You don't know what's going on. You're just relying on a very smart person told you follow the yellow line. You have your little candle. You're following the yellow line. That's all. That's how geschmack could it be? Not geschmack. Following you. Eventually you get to the treasure, then you're going to be very happy. But right now it's... Now, that's what a Maisa Mitzvah is. A Maisa Mitzvah, in this world it's very hard to know what's the chashivas of a mitzvah. If I yachol, the Rabbanu Shalom is saying, do the mitzvah. Be good for you. The mitzvah is good for you. Do the mitzvah. It's good for you. It's a yellow line. Follow the yellow line. Right. That's why the mitzvah is compared to a candle. Air mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah, all you see, you're following the line. The Rabbanu Shalom is sending you down a line. How geschmack is it? How geschmack could it be? How geschmack could it be? But there's one way to make a mitzvah geschmack in this world. You get a taste of the treasure over here. You get a taste of the treasure over here. That's through Torah. That's through Torah. Torah gives you a tam, gives you a feeling of the treasure of a mitzvah. Torah's main elam hapa. Okay? Anybody will tell you, any person, that if they learn something thoroughly, well, and then they do that mitzvah, it's gevaldik. It's gevaldik. A guy goes through Dalad Minim before Sukkot. And he masters it. He knows it klar with the Rishonim and the Achronim. He knows the whole mice. And then he takes his Lulav and Esrog. Ah! It's like a schmack. He's not following the yellow line. He sees the treasure. Kinel mitzvah. If you're just doing the mitzvah without Torah, it's on the candle. You just see the line. Torah oil. But if you have Torah to back it, then it's totally lit up. I remember like yesterday, I was by Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal. He was a young boy. And a guy came to him on Sukkot. He was holding the Dalad Minim. Right? He told Rabbi Yankiv, no, Rabbi Yankiv, tell me some good idea, some good thought on Dalad Minim to give me a geschmack for the mitzvah. Rabbi Yankiv looked at him like he fell off the roof. He looked at him. You're holding the Dalad Minim in your hand. You don't feel the geschmack? You need me to give you a geschmack? Well, it's like a guy comes over to me, a piece of chocolate cream pie. Milky chocolate cream pie. I don't mean the power of this stuff. And he says, no, he says, Rebbe, no, maybe tell me a vote to make the chocolate cream pie geschmack. Chocolate cream pie! Dive in! What do you mean? Jump in! Swim! Go out! Was felt. That was the look Lahavdil Rabbi Yankiv gave this guy. You want me to give you you're holding the Dalad Minim? And you need some, I should inspire you? What's the pshat? Because Rabbi Yankiv had the whole Lulav HaGozel in front of him. He, all the Rishonim, all the Achronim. So to him, the Dalad Minim, he had a geschmack. This guy came to him, was still with the candle. Kinel Mitzvah. Guy's walking with his candle. Candle, he doesn't see the treasure. He's just following the yellow line. Kinel mitzvah. Toiroya. And Rabbi Yisai, you can all feel this. You'll see. You take a halach and shulchan aruch that you really learned and you know inside out, backwards, forward, what all the sheet is. Then you do the mitzvah, it's a whole different part. Different experience. It's a whole different experience. That's the chiluk. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, what did he do for Klal Yisrael? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, he lifted up the Keren Ater. There wasn't a Tinik v'tinoikis. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Loi hoyo tinoik v'tinoikis migeves v'aduspan. In the whole Eretz Yisrael, every boy and girl knew Hilchus Tumim v'tahara. Chizkiyahu HaMelech raised the level of learning that everybody knew how to learn. Memela, if everybody knew how to learn, they had a geshmak I didn't learn. They had a geshmak I didn't learning, the whole generation changed. The other kings that came before me, even the ones that were good, they tried to get the people, be good. It's a candle. Chizkiyahu turned on the lights. He turned on the lights. The Gemara says in Erechim, Moridik Gemara. And I'll tell you what I think is now I'm going to tell you the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says how you should protect yourself from Lashon Hara. You hear? The Gemara says you should do this, you should do that. How to protect yourself from Lashon Hara. Then the Gemara says as follows. V'im Talmud Chochem hu, ein etzarach. If he's a Talmud Chochem, he doesn't have to worry about Lashon Hara. Talmud Chochem doesn't worry about him. Why not? Why Talmud Chochem doesn't worry about him? I'll tell you why not. Why do people talk Lashon Hara? Where does it come from, Lashon Hara? You wonder where Lashon Hara comes from? It comes from somebody who's not happy. If you're happy with your lot, you don't have to talk about somebody else. A person who's a bitterly Lashon Hara enthusiast is somebody who's bitter, who's unhappy. Because they're unhappy with their lot in life, they're looking at what other people have, and they're jealous, and they have bad feelings, and mamela they talk Lashon Hara. You will not find a happy person that's absorbed in Lashon Hara. I know this for a fact. Whenever I see somebody has a serious Lashon Hara problem, they're miserable. Lashon Hara gives them a little therapy, and they're miserable. It doesn't make them happy. It's a therapeutic outlet. You can go to Rabbi Brody, Chas V'Shalom, there you're not going to get Lashon Hara. Well, you speak some Lashon Hara, you get some therapy. Yeah. A happy person doesn't talk Lashon Hara. He's happy. I have to talk about him. I'm very happy. Everything's gavaldic by me. What do I have to talk about that guy for? Mark my words and you'll see it. I don't want to tell you who's like that because that would be Lashon Hara. But you will see. Of course, anybody could be Nichshon Lashon Hara, like the Gemara says. I'm talking about somebody who's obsessive with Lashon Hara. An obsessive Lashon Hara person is a person that's not happy. A person's not happy. Im Talmud Chochem, if a guy has a Torah, he doesn't need Lashon Hara in itself. Memele Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that he raised the Torah of the whole generation, he was able to get rid of the Nechash and Nechashis. The whole reason to keep the Nechash and Nechashis is why? It was protecting them from Lashon Hara, which is Shkula Keneged Gila Raish V'chazdam V'avid Azora. That's why the Navi goes out of his way and says, you want to know who Chizkiyahu was? He was able to get rid of the Nechash and Nechashis. He was able to make people thoroughly happy. How was he able to make people thoroughly happy? He raised the Ramah of Torah. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Kachi darka shel Torah. Pasam ha-melech toichel. Mayim ba-mesur tishtim. Val-aretz tishtim. V'chai tzai tichi. V'ma toisek en ha-shurach ha-boi lo mazev ha-toiv l'chol lo mapo. You all remember the Mishnah. Strange Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say, you want a matzlich in Torah? You want a matzlich in Torah? You have to have bread, water in the measurement, bread with salt, lie on the floor, you know, when Rabbi Chanan came to America to raise money for Branovich, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, he once went to a gevir. He says, you know, in Branovich, by me in the yeshiva, we can't even give the boys like a normal piece of chicken. There's no money. Give the boys a little pulka, there's no money. So Balabas told him, it's a Mishnah Perkei Avos. Kachi Darka Shelter. Bread and salt, water, good. So Bochanan says, no. You have to read the Mishnah B'tmiyah in bewilderment. Kachi Darka Shelter? Well, you think that's the way of Torah? Pasma Melach Torecha. Should have bread and salt? Mayim Ba'Mesurit Mishnah. Now it's Tisha. But then Rabbi Chanan didn't explain how the rest of the Mishnah goes. Because then the Mishnah says, how does that fit with his Pshat? So years later, I heard this story years ago. Then some years later, I heard Rabbi Scheinberg say, he also said over this Rabbi Chanan. He said, and how do you, what do you do to the end of the Mishnah? So he had a new spin. V'im! And if that's what you think it is, Atoisa, can you do it? That's what you tell the Balabas. The im. And if you think that's the way Torah should be, Atoisa, can you do it? Don't tell us to do it. But according to what I'm telling you now, it's a whole new pshat. Whole new pshat. Of course there were tzaddikim and goinim that were fabulously wealthy. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a Gevir Adir. Moshe Rabbeinu, Gevir Adir, Rebbe. They were people very wealthy. It has to be Chayei Tzar. Oh, Mishnah saying simple. If you really have Torah, then it doesn't matter what you have, you're going to be happy. You want to know what the derech of Torah is? The derech of Torah is that if you really have Torah, then even if you have paspa melech, even if all you have is bread and salt, and even if all you have is water, if you really you're always going to be happy. If you really have Torah, that'll give you the highest level of satisfaction. And that's what the Gemara means in Erechin. If a guy is Tamachok, he really has Torah, he's happy. He's not going to be busy talking about other people. He doesn't have to talk about other people. He's happy. If he's not really happy, he's not really a Talmud Chacham. Okay. Who?